Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Tyler Norvell on the 2022 Cattlemen's Congress. Back with Tyler in just a moment.
Cooler weather is on the horizon, providing a valuable opportunity to deworm your cattle with Safeguard. When temperatures begin to drop, parasite activity on the pasture declines as they prepare to take a break for the winter. That's the time to clean out those summer and fall parasites with Safeguard so you can feed the cattle and not the worms this winter. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. See label for feeding instructions, meat withhold, and milk discard.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
We're just about ready for the two-week run of Cattlemen's Congress for 2022. Over 9,000 head of cattle entered for the competitions, 24 breeds involved. And Tyler Norvell joining us today, member of the board for Cattlemen's Congress, says you've also got an incredible trade show.
You've got a lot of things that are very important to cattle producers for them to improve their operation, but you've also got the Western Bling.
Yeah, we do have the Western Bling trade show. People from all over the country are coming here, and honestly, it's a mini NFR trade show is what it's going to be, like Cowboy Christmas out in NFR. Maybe not quite to that level and extent, but very similar. There's a lot of folks that were at the NFR that are coming here now. So I encourage you to come and be a part of that too.
For those cattle producers that want to come in and take a look at what all's going on, they obviously could buy some cattle literally at some of the sales here, but they can also make those contacts, as you mentioned, with all the breeders from across the 40 states plus.
That's right. There'll be sales, and there's 20 different sales associated with it. 12 or 13 of them have actual live cattle that will sell. The rest of them will be genetics or cattle on video. They can come here and you can buy a bull, a cow, a heifer, whatever you want right here on the grounds during the time. In the pin bull shows that you referenced to, in the pin heifer shows, those are usually cattle that they bring here, they display, and then they take back to their ranch and sell in their production sales, whether it be this spring or fall. You can come and identify a set of bulls that you might like to go and buy, and that they have many more mates or similar genetics back at their ranch, whether it be in Nebraska or Ohio or wherever it may be, that you can go back and throughout the year follow these cattle and then go to their sale and buy them or buy them online. That's one thing about it now in the production world. You don't have to go anywhere to buy a bull. You can do it from your living room about every day, just buying online.
So a year ago, obviously put this in replacement to the Denver show. Denver show is going this year, but you said didn't really impact the numbers that we've got coming back for 2022.
Yeah, didn't impact the numbers at all. We didn't know what to expect, to be honest. We heard good buzz throughout the country. We thought it would be strong, but we didn't even realize it would be this strong. And it just goes to show what everybody was telling us here last year. Keep doing this. This matters. Like, we'll be back. We want to be a part. They weren't just blowing smoke up our skirt. They meant it. And they wanted to be a part of this, and they want this to be successful because, like I said, it's a gathering of an industry. I mean, the seed stock cattle industry is its own industry, and it's a gathering of the industry. So we couldn't be more excited. We hope there's improvements this year. We can blow the doors off of it and advertise it and ask people to come in and be a part of it. Those that were here last year and come back, you're going to see several changes and think, hey, these are good. This is neat. Mm-hmm. And that was a smart decision to change. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we are 1 week away from cattle getting here, intact getting here. I mean, it's unbelievable that it's time. I mean, as we speak, Ron, they're over there setting up panels with FFA chapters and unloading mulch and getting bedding ready, and they've been doing it for a week. We're super excited, but I can encourage folks from Oklahoma that are hearing this to come and see it and be a part of it. You will not regret it.
Right. One last question as far as the impact on Central Oklahoma. I know this is something that blew the minds of a lot of folks on the businesses here in Oklahoma a year ago, maybe even more this year.
Yeah, last year we were a $40 million economic impact in the middle of a pandemic. And that's not counting the $10 million worth of cattle and genetics we sold. So it was overwhelming. I tell folks all the time, we became the pretty girl at the dance because everybody wanted to know who we were, from the hotels on Meridian to the restaurants. I had multiple restaurants tell me that it was their best night ever. And I'm like, oh, since the pandemic happened? They said, no, ever. That's the kind of impact we had because there's just so many people here for so much time. And one thing I want to add about Cumming, Ron, is that it is free of charge. You don't have to pay to park. You don't have to pay to get in a gate. It doesn't cost you a dime to come and be a part of this. So even more reason to come.
Tyler Norvell on Cattlemen's Congress. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The 20th annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale happens Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. The sale will be held at 5 p.m. in the Super Barn Sale Arena, offering 50 elite Angus lots. You can attend the sale in person or view and bid online on liveauction.tv. For more information about the Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. For a catalog, go to mcsauction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.